اوكي طيب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salat and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. قال الله عز وجل in verse 136 of chapter 2, سورة البقرة. قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. Say, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us, and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim, to Ishmael, to Ismail, to Ishaq, Ishaq, Yaqub, Jacob, and to Al-Asbat, and that which has been given to Musa and Isa, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him we have submitted, and to Allah we have submitted. The addressing here is to the Ummah, addressing the Messenger and his Ummah, the entire Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is saying here, say O Muhammad, and then say O Muslims, the entire Ummah. And what is intended by the word say is the saying by the tongue and the saying by the heart. As to the saying by the tongue, it is its utterance, and as to the saying of the heart, it is its faith, the belief. And as we know that faith and iman is attestation which entails acceptance and submission, and the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comprises four matters: belief in his existence, secondly singling him alone in lordship, thirdly singling him alone in divinity, in Godship, and in him being qualified with all the magnificent and perfect names and attributes unique to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying to them, saying to his prophet and to the ummah at large, say, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us. And this comprises the noble Quran. This comprises the noble Quran, a Quran, the glorious Quran. And also it comprises the Sunnah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa in chapter 4 verse 113, وَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and the Hikmah in this verse means the Sunnah. وَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, Allah has sent down to you the book, the Quran, and the Hikmah. And this refers to the Prophet's Sunnah and his legal ways subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next statement, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ, so we believe in that which has been revealed to us, and this is the Quran and the Sunnah. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and that which was sent down, which has been sent down to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and Al-Asbat. Ibrahim received revelation, and he was a prophet, a messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. And the revelation he received were the Suhuf Ibrahim, as Allah said in Surah Al-A'la 87 verse 19. This is one place. Suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa. Suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa. The scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. Also Allah referred to this also in Surah An-Najm. Surah An-Najm 53 verse 36 and 37. أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. Or is he not informed with what is in the pages, the scriptures of Musa and of Ibrahim, who fulfilled or conveyed all that which has been sent to him? And Ismail is also a prophet, who also received a revelation. However, we don't know what exactly he received. And also with Ishaq and Yaqub. Also they received revelation, but nothing of that has been mentioned to the exact nature of what they received from the scriptures. And Al-Asbat, it is said that they refer to the sons of Jacob. This is one saying. And it is also said, this is one saying, that Al-Asbat refer to the sons of Jacob. The other saying is, they refer to the prophets who were sent to the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, and that they were not mentioned by name. And these 12 were mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 160, the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ اثْنَتَيْ عَشَرَةَ أَصْبَاطًا أُمَمًا. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ اثْنَتَيْ عَشَرَةَ أَصْبَاطًا أُمَمًا. Maybe incorrect. There you go. And we divided them into 12 tribes as distinct nations. And this saying that Al-Asbat referred to the prophets sent to the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, this is more correct than the former saying. Then Allah said, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Let's have the reverse again. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْبَاطِ. Then after that, وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى. Okay, this is the first part. The second part as to what has been sent, has been given to Musa and Isa, Moses and Jesus, عليهم الصلاة والسلام, all the messengers, and all the messengers is Allah الصلاة والسلام. What were they given? They were given the legal signs, meaning the revelation, as well as the universal signs, As to the legal ones, they refer to the Torah, to Musa, and the Injil, the Gospel given to Isa alayhim as-salam. And as to the universal signs, like the stick of Musa alayhi as-salam turning into a snake, and also with respect to Musa, also with respect to his hand, Musa's hand, and with respect to Isa alayhi salam, is that whenever he touched someone with illness, except that he is healed, and he healed the blind, the one who was blind, and the leper. And even more profound, he brought the dead into the living by the will of Allah. He used to command the dead, and the dead comes from death to living. And even more profound, bringing the dead from their graves, addressing the dead in the grave to come out, telling him, come out, and then he comes out. All of this by the leave of Allah, because Isa alayhi salam does not possess the ability to give life to any of the creatures, nor to cause death on anyone. The one who does this is Allah, the Lord of Isa alayhi salam. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the saying of Isa a cause. Also with respect to the universal signs that Allah gave to Isa, to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is that he used to make from the clay the shape of a bird, and then he would breathe into it and it will fly off, take off flying. All of this is by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a point of wisdom here. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in this statement what has been sent down to us and what has been sent to Ibrahim and to Musa, while Ibrahim and Isa and Ismail, sorry, while in the case of Musa, look what he said, and Jesus, and that which has been given. Earlier he said we believe in Allah, and that which has been sent down. Here when he referred to Musa and Isa, to Moses and Jesus, peace be upon all of them, and that which has been given to Musa. Is there a wisdom in the variation of the wording has been sent down and has been given? The answer is, we say, as it is apparent to us and Allah knows best, that there is a textual, a wording wisdom, and there is an intangible wisdom. As to the textual wisdom, in order to avoid repetition using the same wording, in order to avoid repetition using the same wording. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what has been sent down to us, and what has been sent to Ibrahim, and what has been sent to Musa, and what has been sent to the prophets, it would repeat itself four times. And we know that from the eloquency of speech is brevity concerning the repetition of wording as much as possible. As to the tangible wisdom, because the religion of Moses and the religion of Jesus alayhi wasalam, their religions continue until the time of revelation, meaning the time of revelation to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And their followers used to be proud as to what Allah gave the prophets, their respective prophets, from the signs. So the Christians say, Isa, the son of Mary, brings life to the dead, does such and such. And the Jews say, Allah had split the sea and rendered it dry for Musa and saved him and drowned his enemy and the like. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear here that this ummah, the Muslims, believe in that which they were given from revelation and from signs. This is the tangible wisdom. Now, as to the saying of Allah, please let's have the statement. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And what the prophets had been given from their, on what, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord. Meaning that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made manifest on their hands from His universal signs, and what He revealed to them from His legal signs and legislations. And Allah added His lordship to them for their honor, alayhim as-salatu wa salam. Then Allah said, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. The next statement, please. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We make no distinction between any one of them, the prophets, and to him, Allah, we have submitted. This means we make no distinction between any one of them concerning our belief in them, but not in terms of following. Not in terms of following. So in terms of the news concerning them, we must believe in their news. However, with respect to the rulings and legislations, each prophet has his own legislations. And each ummah will act according to the legislations of their prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the end, and to him we have submitted. Meaning in Islam. And this submission is the outward and inward submission. And this is very important. The Muslim, for him to perfect his or her deen, there must be a full submission, outwardly and inwardly. The points of benefit. Point one, we must believe in Allah and in that which has been sent down to us and that which has been sent to all the prophets and messengers mentioned or not mentioned in this verse, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in the beginning of the verse. So we believe in the Quran that was sent to us, and that it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe in that which was sent down to Ibrahim, to Ismail, to Ishaq, to Jacob, and the Asbat, to the prophets sent to the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. All of them received scriptures guiding them and directing the people to be guided by them. And there was no messenger except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down upon him a scripture or a book. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hadid 57:25 لقد أرسلنا رسولنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, justice, that mankind may keep up justice. All these books were sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we believe in all that was sent down to the prophets and messengers mentioned in name, and those not mentioned in general. And we believe in the verses or in the signs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the prophets and the messengers. In fact, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari in volume 6, number 504, ما من الأنبياء من نبي إلا قد أعطي من الآيات ما مثله آمن عليه البشر. There was no prophet among the prophets but was given miracles because of which people had security or had belief. وإنما أوتيته وحيا أوحاه الله إلي فأرجو أن أكون أكثرهم تابعا يوم القيامة. But what I have been given is the divine inspiration which Allah has revealed to me. So I hope that my followers will be more than those of any prophets on the day of resurrection. And this is because it's a must that the prophets be supported with the miracles and the signs proving their truthfulness as to that which they were entrusted with. And we believe in all of them without distinction. We don't make a distinction between them. And this means we don't make a distinction in terms of the origin of faith. We believe that they are all truthful, in that which they brought from the revelation, and that they are messengers sent by Allah to His creation. However, we differentiate between them in terms of the legislations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 48. لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. And we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book, this Quran in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it and trustworthy in highness over it. So judge between them by what Allah has revealed and follow not their vain desires. To each among you, this is the point of evidence, to each among you we have prescribed a law and a clear way. To each among you we have prescribed a law and a clear way. So the legislations of those who passed before the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not binding upon us. However, what's binding upon us is our Sharia, the Sharia revealed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As to the legislations before us, if they are in agreement with our Sharia, we believe in them based upon that our Sharia brought them. Otherwise, they could be abrogated by our Sharia. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and to Him we submit. So we submit ourselves in humility to Allah, subservient to His commands, following His legislations. And this verse, in this verse there are very important and great fundamentals and principles. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this verse in the Sunnah of Al-Fajr. In the first rak'ah of Sunnah Al-Fajr, he used to recite this verse, this entire verse we are explaining tonight, verse 136. قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. He used to recite this in the first rak'ah of Sunnah al-Fajr, and in the second rak'ah he used to recite the following. Look at these great verses. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad, O people of the scriptures, come to a word that is just between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, and that we associate no partners with Him, and that none of us shall take others as lords beside Allah. Then if they turn away, say, bear witness that we are Muslims. So he used to recite sometimes this other verse from Surah Al-Imran, which you have heard now. And he used to recite sometimes in the second rak'ah also Surah Al-Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. Surah Al-Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Say, Muhammad, to those mushriks and kafirs, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I worship not that which you worship, nor will you worship that which I worship, and I shall not worship that which you are worshipping, nor will you worship that which I worship. To you be your religion and to be my religion of Tawheed. And this he used to recite in the first rak'ah, and in the second rak'ah he used to recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Surah Al-Ikhlas, chapter 112. And from the benefits of this verse, the notion is to start with that which is most important, even though it may lag in the statement, or it may lag in time, rather, in timing, come late. listen to this, the proof. قال الله تعالى in this, ما أنزل وما أنزل إلينا, that which has been sent down to us, وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم, and that which has been sent to Ibrahim. So he preceded by saying that which has been sent down to us, yet we came after Ibrahim. In timing we are after Ibrahim, but Allah started with us. We believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us, and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, although we came after them. So this emphasizes importance. And keep this point of benefit. This is very important to record. And from the benefits as well, the duty on the believer to have pure sincerity in his worship of Allah. Because Allah said at the end of the statement, at the end of the verse, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and to him alone we submit. Outwardly and inwardly and inwardly. Another benefit. The messengers are not acting independently concerning these miracles and these signs. They don't possess the ability to conduct these miracles. They take that from Allah. Even if the messenger is asked to bring the miracle, he cannot do that. And that's why when those who belied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked him to bring miracles, listen to their verses and to the response of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These verses are in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, starting with verse 90. Starting with verse 90.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أرسلنا قبلك من رسلنا ولا تجد لسنتنا تحويلا. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر, إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا. وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن, لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. ولقد صرفنا للناس هذا القرآن كل مثل فأبى أكثر الناس إلا كفورا. وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا. أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا. أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا. أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا. أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه. قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا.
Now here was the response, and these were the things that they demanded from the Prophet ﷺ. In the very beginning they said, وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا. Let's have verse 90 please again. And they say, we shall not believe in you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, until you cause a spring to gush forth from the earth for us. أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا. Or you have a garden of date palms and grapes and cause rivers to gush forth in their midst abundantly. Another thing. Furthermore, they said, أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا. Or you cause the heaven to fall upon us in pieces, as you have pretended. Or you bring Allah and the angels before us face to face. Or you have a house of adornable materials. Or you ascend up into the sky. And even then we will put no faith in your ascension until you bring down for us a book that we would read. And what was the response? Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to them, قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا. Glorified and exalted be my Lord Allah above all that evil they, the mushriks, associate with him. Am I anything but a man sent as a messenger? I'm not more than that. Also in Surah Al-Ankabut 29 verse 50, وقالوا لولا أنزل عليه آيات من ربه قل إنما الآيات عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. And they say, why are not signs sent down to him from his Lord? Say, the signs are only with Allah, and I am only a plain warn. And from the benefits of this verse is that the believer should feel that he is one, he and his brother both are one. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith reported in Sahih Bukhari, المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. A faithful believer to a faithful believer is like the bricks of a wall enforcing each other. And while saying this, the Prophet ﷺ interfaced his fingers. And from the benefits is that the Islam, one's Islam, must be in the heart, on the tongue, and on the lips. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it general, Muslimun. And thus the believer or the person submits to Allah in his heart, having love, magnification, and glorification, and submits his tongue to that which Allah ordered him to say, and submit his limbs, his body parts, to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do. And this brings the end of the explanation of verse 136. And inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we'll move on to 137. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.